Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
West F is lip service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm L'Oreal.
And we got Big Lotto, aka Mulatto, here with us. What's up, girl?
What's happening? Hey.
First off, thank you for being a woman of your word. You said on Twitter you wanted to do lip service, and then, you know, immediately we reached out, and here you are.
Period. I've been watching the show all the time.
I don't know if that's good or bad. That scares me.
No, right, it's now. Good. I swear to God, I'm a real big fan of lip service. For real.
Good. So okay, you know what you're in for.
Not when you were on the rap game, right?
Oh, no, yeah, I was, girl.
Dan, should we feel bad about that?
Maybe. Maybe.
I don't think so. Keep it 100.
It's like a bad influence. It kind of feels like a little bit.
No.
Okay, good.
Okay, well, I'm glad you're here because, first of all, you dope as a rapper. I was telling L'Oreal because, you know, L'Oreal used to be a rapper back in the day. And I was like, And I was like, the clever lines and everything, it reminded me of how L'Oreal used to rap too, if she would have stuck with it.
Yeah. Girl, listen, it was a lot of too much going on for me, so I had to stick to the radio side.
No, it sure is too much. I stay in bed.
No, but I definitely love the album. I think it's fire. I love what you're doing. I love how you're transforming and growing. And I feel like you're on everything right now. Everybody's reaching out for a feature.
Yeah. No, period. I'm trying.
So what were you saying? You saying it is a bit much for you sometimes, too? I saw you getting frustrated.
No, yeah. It's just like, it'd be a lot because I'm still young, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to make mistakes sometimes. And then it just sometimes just feel like everybody pulling from every angle. Then it's just like, I don't know, it just be a lot on my plate sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I feel you, especially with social media. We didn't come up with social media. So
yeah.
When we was on the come up, we was able to like really fuck up and make mistakes. And it wasn't as big a deal.
But now everything in the limelight, it's like you can't say the wrong thing. Like, it's just a lot. It is.
But sometimes, and look, I saw the incident that just happened. Sometimes you post things and that's what makes people even know about it. So sometimes I feel like we got to just think something and then be like, I'm going to just keep this to myself, though.
Yeah, for real. Like, but that's what I be talking about. The fact that I'm 21, it's like I be, you know, and then all this, I've been rapping for a long time, but all this like new fame is just like all of a sudden at once and it's just going crazy. So it's like, I ain't even had no time to adjust. Like, I still am Alyssa from Clayco. Like, I be... So I'm still like trying to, you know, get used to everything because it just happening real fast.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference between the fans you had from prior opposed to now? Like, since you really done came out your shell, what's the difference? Is it crazy fans? Like, what's going on?
It's definitely a lot of crazy fans. It's fans that my older fans, they seen my come up, you know what I'm saying? So they just like, I don't know. They not as hard on me. Like, the new fans, child, if you want to call them fans.
Right.
you know, the new people tuned in. That's what we should say. The new people tuned in. They just critique everything versus my fans. My fans before, they true fans of me. So they understand me. They gonna forgive me. They understand. You know what I'm saying?
Are there perverted old men like trying to holler at you?
You know what's so creepy is like I have zero tolerance for that shit because like even when I was on a rap game, I had like perverted old men. And it's just like, ew.
Right.
You know, like, ew. So I have zero tolerance for that. I be blocking folks. Like, I don't like that because even when I was 16 on a rap game, like that be too much.
Yeah.
That's
Do you date older men now?
Yeah, but I ain't gonna lie, I'm like too older though, because I'm still young. I ain't ready for all that. Older men, they be trying to lock me down, baby.
So what age would you say? Like
what's the oldest? You're not going older than what?
I don't want to say I'm not going older, but I'll just say like the oldest I've dated was if I'm 21, I think my ex probably 26 now.
Okay.
Yeah, so not that much older.
Yeah. Stay there. That's the same thing.
And then we're just gonna be two different mindsets and like outlooks on life. Cause I'm 21, so you know, a 30-year-old man, like we gonna be on two different, you know, times. So
he might give you a curfew.
Yeah, you know.
Has anybody ever told you were too young? Like maybe you had like a crush on them and they were like, yeah, you know, it could be something, but you just a little too young.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie, no. Mm-mm.
You know, ain't no guy saying that.
No, but I ain't gonna lie, they definitely waited till I was of age though. Like I remember when I first turned 21, like they was all in my DM, like, "Oh, baby, you can grow up now.
Finally,
you gonna go for a drink?
You can go to the casino. We could go pull up and get some drinks. Ready, man.
Yeah, whatever."
Now, you said your dad was really supportive of your career from the beginning, right? Once you told him that you wanted to rap. So did he manage you for a while?
Yeah, he co-managed me still. Like, he handled, like, all my bookings and stuff. So he still co-managed me. But, yeah, in the beginning and even to this day, like, he very supportive.
You mentioned something in one of your records, so it made me think that maybe y'all had a bit of a falling out. Because I know he was heavy on the show with you. But then after I heard the record, I was a little confused. So did y'all have a...
Nah, you know, it's always hard, like, when you got family and business, especially, like, father and daughter, you know what I'm saying? It's just difficult, like, but that's my daddy forever, like, as a girl, it's a daddy's girl. My daddy's been in my life my whole life, you know what I'm saying? So we gonna bump heads, and but we always gonna get through it, whatever, but, yeah, it's not perfect at all.
How hard is it for you to let him hear some of the lyrics? Because you still his little girl.
I ain't going to lie. It became a point where I was like, Daddy, you're not allowed to come to the studio with me.
You grown, and you think what I'm talking about until it's done.
Right.
But he respect my craft, you know what I'm saying? And especially that I'm 21 now. Like, he respect my craft, and he know I'm grown, and I'm going to rap about whatever I want to rap about. Like,
so he can't
we keep it. We don't let it get awkward. Like, we ain't finna go in together and listen to it in front of each other. Like,
you
he can't be bopping along to that Wet remix.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? Like, we ain't even going to address that. You know what I'm saying? He'll just be like, you know, I heard he'll speak of a whole nother record. We ain't even gonna talk about them other songs.
What was his first reaction when you switched it up though? Because if I know me, I would have had a heart attack. Like that's how my nieces are. I feel like they just went from being these little babies and now they like on their Instagram. Yeah. No,
we ain't really have a conversation about me like rapping about like sexual things. But I remember when I first started cussing in my music, like he was like, "Oh hell nah, no, that ain't gonna work, whatever." And that was like the age where I started like putting like both hands on my own career and not letting like, you know, other people tell me what to do. Like, I think people be getting confused so much because like on a rap game, they be like, "Oh, you changed so much," but it's not even me changing. It's me being myself and having both hands on my own career, having creative control over my lyrics, how I dress, my music, like everything me versus like when I was on a show, even like production would feed me lines, like, you know, just certain stuff. Like, I do it myself. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now,
And you write your own lyrics, which we had a chance to see. And I think a show like that really showcases something like that. Yeah. You have to.
Yeah, period. I want to say you have to, because it's a lot of artists that don't, especially.
No, like, I mean, you have to on that show. You have to.
Oh, no, no. Or, oh, yeah. On the show, you got to, period. And mm-hmm. and that's where a lot of people wasn't understanding, like, my frustration on the show, because it's like, we on the competition show. I'm not battling nobody, parents, nobody, ghostwriters, none of that. Mm-hmm. Like, it's us. It's a competition show. So that's why I was pressing the issue, like, on the show. But in real life, like, in the industry, it's so many people that don't write. So it's not a problem.
Yeah. Hardly anyone. At yes. some point, it's like yeah. majority of people is just sitting back, going to the studio and reciting. So yes. I do respect you for that a lot. And I do respect the fact that you stood up, but it showed and proved, like, you didn't really even have to call it out, because at the end of the day, I feel like the more you kept going, the more you seen people withering off, like they couldn't stand because they wasn't writing their own stuff. So, yeah. you know, it showed.
Yeah, period.
Mm-hmm. Now, you also are not a spitter. You swallow. That sounded like a real question just now, right? Like,
you know, I was about to ask. Funny, though? I said, why we had to schedule this right after I dropped the wet remix?
Perfect. Girl, perfect. I look at that as very clever, right? Because you say I'm not a spitter, but it could also mean a rapper.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I'm looking at it as you swallowing these verses, you know?
That's not what you was looking at it as.
But then you said semen. Then you said semen, and I was like, okay.
I'm not finna play with y'all.
He's doing it for real.
I'm not.
Inquiring minds. So, what was your thoughts when you went and laid down that verse right there?
No, like, you know what the wet verse was for me, it was like when I had did the nasty nasty verse for Boosie. It was like, that verse went crazy or whatever, but I just was matching Boosie energy on the song, because mm-hmm. he already was popping it out. So I was like, well, let me just go ahead and put the icing on the cake. So Lucci, same thing. He was already popping it off. I said, well, let me just go ahead and put the icing on the cake. They ate up the nasty verse, so let me get him.
Let me eat it up too, right?
Yeah, you know.
Now, on He Say, She Say, you talk about the type of guys you like. So, are you dating anybody right now?
Yeah, you know what else I said on He Say, She Say? Mm-hmm. I was like, they heard I fuck with a rapper. Who would believe what you want? I ain't clearing no rooms.
Yeah, you did say that. But we just going to ignore the part of the not clearing no rooms, and we still going to ask.
Right.
See what you want.
Nah, I ain't dating nobody, though. I'm being single. But I'm going to be single for a long time, though.
That's why.
What's
so
a long
you mean,
time?
Like, you're gonna be saying you're single, or
no? I'm not saying I'm single. I really am single. I've been single for like 3 years now.
Wow, 3 years.
Yeah.
Okay. What happened
in that
relationship?
You were able to start dating.
Mm-hmm. ain't really nothing. It was just like the person. Like, we just grew apart. Like, the person that I was dating before, like my most recent relationship. I started dating him when I was like 16, 17, something like 17 probably. And it was, you know, at 17, you think you're in love, whatever. I was with him for like 2 years and I wasn't in love. We just grew apart. Yeah.
2 years is a long time in puppy love years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but see, I'm young, so that's a long time. 2 years out of 21 years is a long time.
That is.
That's all right, so I want to get your opinion on some grown things, okay? So, this is for everybody. Since we're talking about Dr. Dre and his divorce, right, and his wife is trying to get rid of the prenup, she wants half. When does a woman deserve half in a divorce? I want to get your thoughts on that.
For me, it depends, like, how long they've been together. Because it's like, you got couples that have been together years and years and years, like, so I feel like the wife definitely behind the scenes helping you with your business or helping you make that money. Because I be seeing my mama help my daddy. Like, so if they ever got a divorce, my mama better get half of that period.
Well, they've gone on 24 years, right?
Right.
Dr. Dre.
You could put anything in a prenup. So let's just say you were doing a prenup. Uh-huh. What would be some of your rules in a prenup? You could put anything. You could be like, if he gets caught cheating, he has to pay me this. Or if this happens, like, what would you put in your prenup?
I don't think I would do a prenup like for his stuff, for my stuff, for mm-hmm. sure. Like, if it applied to me, for sure. But I don't even know if I'm gonna get married, so maybe I just need to shut up. I don't think I'm gonna get married.
Why you say that?
I don't know. I don't know. It's just like, our generation different. Like, we real, real different. Like, I don't know.
None of us are married, just to put that out there.
You see what I'm saying? Like, it's hard. Mm-hmm. They done normalized too much stuff, and they so influenced by these rappers, and like,
It's the internet. The internet has created a fucking monster running around.
Literally.
We had that in our day. Everything wasn't as accessible and wasn't as on time and time like it is right now. And caring and everything. Things took a little longer to circulate back in the day.
Uh-huh.
You know? And now it's like everything is right there, right now, right happening in your face. And it's like,
exactly. It's
hard for relationships to really survive in that.
Right.
Person, they have to be really mature and really ready to settle and be with each other for each other, and not, especially when you in the celebrity world. And
exactly,
you can't even cheat in peace now.
For real, like, I don't want to be embarrassed by no nigga running around doing him. Like,
Have you ever been cheated on before?
Oh yeah, my last relationship, child, he was a cheater.
Mm. And you forgave him ever? Because I know you said in one of your songs, you're not doing the cheating stuff.
She's not taking back no cheating.
Yeah, you're not taking back
a cheating. Yeah, and that's why I have zero tolerance for that. Because that relationship 3 years ago I'm talking about, he cheated like a dog. And I just, one day I just was like, yeah, this is overrated. And I never looked back. Period.
Does he still try to talk to you now?
No.
Is it because he can't?
I think he know he can't. Like, okay. I think he know, like, I ain't even gonna try that. I'm just getting my feelings hurt. Like, I feel like he know it.
I know. All his friends is like, you done fucked up now.
Yeah, like.
They probably looking at him like, look at her now and look at the bitches you cheated on her with. Was it worth it?
No, yeah, they be saying that on the internet. They be saying that in his comments and stuff.
Mm-hmm. So you still look at his comments?
Oh, no, girl, they be saying that.
You don't let yourself.
Because like no hook and stuff, like when I be talking about him, or even I drop lines about him all the time, like how I'm stunning my ex and stuff. So they always send me everything he do, literally everything. Whenever he make a tweet about an ex or like anything about a girl, he posts a girl, they send it to me. They straight send it to me.
Oh, that's annoying.
So he be subbing you?
No, yeah. Like, he tried to say that the no hook stuff was kept in my song No Hook, like whatever. But they send me everything because I be talking about it so much. They send me everything. I don't be looking at the comments.
Okay, I'm just looking at what they send me.
Now, we all are big fans of the show Insecure on here, so I got to ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Would you date a guy who has a pregnant ex girlfriend? So let's just say, you know, he was with somebody else. The girl's pregnant. They not together now, but he wants to date you. And let's just say it was somebody from the past. Y'all had broken up, moved on. And then now he wants to get back with you. You want to get back with him. And the girl pops up pregnant.
Oh, that's hard because I'm trying to give like a realistic answer. Like if it's somebody I really am vibing with, I don't think I would let that deter me, however you say it, away. But I feel like a part of me be like, nah, this ain't even worth it. But I don't know, because if I'm really liking that person, I don't think that would move me. I'm going to be honest.
All right, so it's possible.
It's possible.
You know how to change diapers?
Who going to be changing diapers? You said he got a baby on the way, right?
Not yeah, but you're going to be the stepmom.
No, I think you're talking about we just dealing with each other. This my dude?
Yeah,
well, thought it was, and then the girl turns up pregnant from before.
But she's like an ex, like before you.
This is too much.
It might be too much for you.
This too much. I don't think that would stop me. I don't think that would stop me. As long as they like completely done, I don't think that would stop me.
All right, now I got to ask y'all all something, right? Have you ever gotten lockjaw while sucking dick?
I think my jaw get a little sore.
Yeah,
like right back here sometimes. You know, if my mouth been open too long, or if it's too much girth and my mouth been open too wide. You know,
I said I'm doing a lot, y'all.
I know that. I just changed the question on you.
You just popped out. But the actual lockjaw, nah.
You got to take a pause. Like, before you even feel the little cramp coming right there.
The cramp coming
out. You just got to pull back and do something. Like, do
you got to do something else.
That's right.
Sometimes you're like, my neck is uncomfortable. And then you be trying to put your elbow here.
Trying to pop your head up.
Back. No, but he got to help you with your hair too. Like, if my hair get in the way, you got to get every piece of hair back and do it right.
Like, look at her. She got a rubber band
just
right
like
there.
That. Like,
you got the rubber band already on the wrist.
Yeah, ready.
Sometimes you're too into it to get the rubber band going. He got to do it.
Ready. Yeah, you got to help me out for sure.
Yeah, he got to do it.
You ever be mad if a guy comes from that and then now you like, you wasn't supposed to come?
No, he not supposed to come from here?
Exactly.
Well, not if you trying to like do that just as a starter and not really like finish. And now you got to wait.
He be finished after you?
I mean, just for a minute sometimes. I forget, you young, so these 26-year-olds maybe not, but... When you
I'm young. I'm like, that's what you know what I'm saying? That I can't go too old. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no finish. Yeah, no.
All right. Well, give it a few years, girl. All
right. You know what I'm talking about.
No, I did. Like, I used to be able to fuck with a nigga that go back to back to back. And I still can go back to back to back because I'm not that old. But at the end of the day, I started messing with a dude that can only go one time. And that was the worst. Like, it wasn't until, like, the next day could he fuck again. Like, the next day? The next day. One and done. You know what that is? One time.
12 hours.
No comprendo.
He be dead. Like, after that, it was like you couldn't get him to come again. Like, there was nothing I could do. Nothing. And it was just a wackish
shit. Would he not come again or would he not get hard again?
Like, nothing. He couldn't get hard again. He couldn't. Okay. He could get hard as fuck the first time.
After the first nut, he get hard again, and then you get what you need.
It's like he squirted. Okay, he squirted, and then it was just over. Yeah.
He squirted, and he died.
This whack ass dick. Like, it was good, but like, it can't get hard again. So it's like, nigga, come on. Wake up.
Yeah, no.
Bad. That was bad.
She like, I haven't had that experience. Have you really made guys get locked, y'all?
No, that was a hyperbole.
Okay, mm-hmm. I'm just checking. Because sometimes it takes us a while, too, from that.
No, yeah, but he going to wait that while. I'm telling you.
You don't ever feel like sometimes it's just not going to happen that way?
No, we're going to wait. Yeah, we're going to wait.
I agree, girl.
Yeah, period.
Because sometimes guys can't even really do it right. And then you'd be like.
No, yeah, a lot of times.
You got to teach them.
We young. I don't know if that's a young thing, whatever. Cause like, you definitely got to teach these young niggas. Yeah, and we having to teach them.
Mm-hmm. All right. So give your lesson right now for these young guys listening.
Uh-oh.
Give them a lesson.
Yeah.
You got to teach them.
No, it's not like I don't be telling him. It's like I be showing him. So it's like, you know what I'm saying. I can't even
treat him like a
verbally do it. It's like I get physically
like a joystick and fuck his face,
girl. I can't talk it through. I just, you know, I show him what to do. Like,
I feel like you could write a whole song about it.
No, I can do that. I can do that.
You probably can. You
want your telepathy?
That's what she hears.
Just have a little service. Just have a little service. Write a song called like, "Lip Service" and teach these new.
No, for real, because that's something that guys do need to know how to do. And I will say, like, when I first started lip service, a lot of guys listened to this show to learn how to perform oral sex, because there is nothing worse than a guy who is doing that wrong. And, like, you really want him to do it right?
Yeah.
But he just...
Oh, that's it right there. When he's so fine and you just want him, you like, I just want better for you. Like,
I want better for me.
No, that too. But it's just like when he just be so fine, like, damn, I really want you to eat some pussy.
You ever feel like you taught a guy so much and then he go and be with somebody else and you be kind of mad? Like, I really got him prepped.
I wasted my fucking time.
Nah.
Giving back to the streets.
Yes, that's giving back to the streets.
Well, I've been single for 3 years, so it's like, I ain't sending him back nowhere. He already touched me.
already know what I'm dealing with.
It was for the community when he came.
He already, yeah. I ain't
mm-hmm.
Now, do you think, now be honest, you think you're a good girlfriend?
I can be if I want to be. If I want to be. I'm be honest. If I want to be. It's like I got to be mentally there, ready to be a girlfriend.
What are some things you need to work on if you had to critique yourself, honestly?
Let me think. Like, what they be telling me. Like, sometimes I don't really show that I care too much, but it's like I can't show when I really don't. And I think part of that is because, like, I'm young. Like, right now, I just be so, I know this sounds cliche, but I be so focused on my career. Like, I'll be in the studio, I'll be on set and stuff, and I've been done, forgot to text these niggas back, call them back. Then by the end of the night, I'm tired. I'll just go home, and they be like, oh, you with another nigga? No, nigga, I just been working all day, I'm tired.
Right.
So probably, like, caring and, like, showing, you know, just showing interest, probably.
What would make you go ghost on a nigga, though? Like, say you talking to him, everything seems cool, but then you just ghost them.
I didn't ghost a nigga because he can't eat pussy before.
See, that's why you gotta do a song teaching them and just
no, yeah, him. I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
Not like they listen sometimes.
I would ghost a nigga for little things though. Like if the little things would just turn me off. Like if I go out with you and you wear the wrong outfit, I'm going ghost on you.
Like, well, give me an example. What's the wrong outfit?
Like, if it just don't look right, like, I don't know. Like, if you just come out the house, like, you ask me to go somewhere with you and I go, and you just come out not looking up the part, like, that's just going to make me,
We heard. I wonder, what's the wrong outfit? That's so bad. Like, what could somebody wear? Give me an example.
Let me think. Ooh, I know.
Okay.
Real gonna laugh at this.
Somebody keep coming.
A white t-shirt with some red sweatpants and some red Yeezy.
This must have just happened.
Yeah,
they don't even make red Yeezy.
They don't make red Yeezy.
I was like, Yeezys and red.
And it ain't the first ones. They ain't the old ones.
I was like, oh, so mine are fake? No, I'm kidding. I don't have.
No.
Oh, I'm like, you got
I don't, the new one.
That was a different style.
Like, I'm talking about bright cherry.
She sent me the picture. I was like, she said, they make red Yeezys. I was like, no, sis. And I hope you're not on a date with him, because go home.
Oh, no. It wasn't my date. He was talking
red Yeezys. It's a wrap. I'm going
home. What about head to toe and like a designer outfit? Like belt, shoes, hat?
Ooh, what? Yes. Oh, my gosh. That shit's so corny. That shit's so corny.
What about if he looked nice, but he got on a big ass chain and you know it's fake?
Oh, hell no. First of all, I do not do fake jewelry. Hell no. We not even going nowhere with the nigga who wear fake jewelry. No.
No, what if he got real jewelry and he pull up in like a old, like beat up Escalade, like an old, like the first model Escalade ever.
Escalade ever. Like before real
are you a like, he fine as hell and got real jewelry, but he got the first ever Escalade, a 99 Escalade with some spinning rims on it.
Oh, hell no.
Isn't that real?
Deja, you did too much with that part.
He doing way too much.
He was considering it.
I saw this car in the gas station the other day. That's what made me say that car.
Now, you should have said something like he got real jewelry, but he borrowed his mother's car.
No. How would she know that?
Mm-mm. He told you. I'm not like, I had to wait for my mother to drop the car off.
What if he needed you to co-sign for him or something?
Like he's so
the nigga gotta be up to par with me at least.
He got money.
I'm not taking care of nobody at 21.
Now, what if he got a nice car but he still live with his mom?
What's the reason for living with his mom stuff?
He never moved out. He lived there his whole life. And his
damn,
mom.
That's
he cooks
crazy.
Real
he
good.
He got the money to move out. Actually, it really don't matter. No.
But look, yeah, let's keep it real. You're young, right? There's not gonna be a lot of guys up to par with where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's some
pickings for you.
It's some, but it's you know, it's not a lot.
It's not a lot, but it's some.
How much do looks matter?
I ain't gonna lie, I've never really been into looks like that.
Really?
Mm-mm. Okay. Like, if you seen my ex's girl, y'all would be cracking up. Like,
your ex is ugly, the last one?
Yeah. I don't really be into looks like, a lot of these niggas, they be fine or whatever, but like they weird. Like I got a vibe with you. I don't know like how to explain it. It's like, I can't really put my finger on it. It's just like, I got a vibe with you. Like, I don't like no boring nigga. I don't like they be fine, but they be lame and they be on drugs all the time. And they just like, their personality not there.
Did so you vibe with Fabio Foreign, or was that just a line in the song? Because he was smiling and grinning from ear to ear.
Girl, I'm a flirt. I'm telling you.
And it seems like he's one too, child.
It looks like he was... You had him on go. He was ready to get loud, y'all.
He was grinning, like he was smiling ear to ear. So, did y'all go on a date or anything after that? Did he slide in the DMs or did he have
to? No, we cool. Like was that the first time I met? Yeah, that was the first time I met Fabio. And we was just flirting on set or whatever. But no, we don't talk. And we ain't never talk.
If he asked you out, would you go?
Yeah.
I hear you got a lit dick.
What? You already got a limp dick.
No, lit.
His song.
We thought it was limp at first too, but you could tell us later.
You wanna know what's funny though? I be like, we cool. Like that's my friend. Like, so I had told him on set at XXL. Before XXL, like before I had like this little hype that I got right now, I was trying to work with Fabio before. And his A&R had set up a session with my A&R, and I was already at the studio waiting on Fabio to pull up in New York before, just way before XXL. And this fool done stood me up, y'all.
No, he didn't.
They was like, Fabio said he gonna go pull up on TJ first, and then he come here. I said, he gonna go pull up on his homeboy before he pull up on a bad bitch? I'm out.
Damn, and now look.
So on set at XXL, I was like, yeah, nigga, now we in the same building. You wanna stunt on me before, and now you trying to hit the lotto.
And you trying to hit the
lotto. Big lotto.
Now you trying to hit the lotto. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know what I love about you is that it seems like you have such a great relationship with other women. And I think that is important to show that type of unity. I love it. Like, I think you, all of y'all sound at your best when you guys are together on the tracks. I know it's like a competitive, you got to have a dope ass verse, but it just sounds dope. Like you, Saweetie, Trina, I love that. You and the City Girls and Doja Cat. I think that's so amazing just to see, you know, obviously we saw you in Cardi and Meg Thee Stallion.
Right.
Bend all of that unity. Over. How does that feel? Don't it feel dope to have all that girl power?
Man, what it do? Like, I say this all the time, like, because I've been rapping since I was 10. And it's like the whole, from 10 to 21, I would always be like, dang, when is it going to be my turn? When is it going to be my turn? And it's starting to feel like it's my turn now. So it's like, I wouldn't have chose no other time for it to be my turn. Because it's just like, it's so much unity. And like, we send a whole new tone for female rap. Like, when they see us link up and stuff, they don't really push that competitiveness and like just that beef on each other no more. Like the fans, they see us linking up, so they be like, oh shit, well, okay, that's cool too. So now they like, they don't be as messy as they would like before.
Was it anybody you ever had to pull to the side that maybe the fans tried to start something between you two and you was just like, listen, I don't have no issues with you? Was that ever a situation?
It'll probably come though. I ain't gonna lie. It'll probably come. Cause I'm that type. Like, I'll be like, look, bitch, I don't even care what they talking about. Like, that's that. Cause I'm like, literally in real life, I be fans of these girls. So I don't be wanna be for them. I be like, bitch, I listen to your music, bitch.
That's dope.
Who did you click with the most when you first met them, like, immediately?
Probably light-skinned Keisha. Light-skinned Keisha.
Oh, she was just on lip service last week.
Yeah, I watched it.
She's dope.
Yeah, she dope. Is. Light-skinned Keisha. But that's because, like, we both from Atlanta. Like, we got mutual friends and stuff. So, Keisha. But when I met Chinese Kitty, she cool as hell, too. She a Capricorn like me.
Me, too.
We Capricorns, too.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, period. I love Capricorns, of course. I'm a Capricorn.
When's your birthday?
Capricorns are very hardworking.
Oh, you had December one, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, right on the cusp. Capricorns work really, really hard. And I see you was out there grinding, even during this pandemic, shooting videos, doing remixes, busting your ass.
Trying, child. I just feel like I waited so long for it to be my turn. So now it's my time. I'm not letting my foot off the gas, period. Like,
How about that show you had in Alabama? You got a little bit of backlash because it was crazy as fuck in there, and I ain't see a mash child in
there. I've been getting so much backlash though. Like that's what, like my label be having to call me. They be like, you know, relax, calm down, because I'll get in these little moods where it's just like lately I've been feeling like, dang, it's nothing. Like everything I do is the wrong answer. I'm like, dang, I can't pay my bills. I can't, you know, it's just everything. They find something wrong with everything, but. You know, I got a good team around me that keep me level-headed, and, you know, they just teaching me. Mm-hmm. But I really genuinely feel like, you know, I got stuff to pay for. Like, I take care of people at 21 years old. I got my own bills. I got a lifestyle that I've, you know, worked hard to. Now I got to maintain it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, as long as I'm being safe, I'm not the promoter. I'm not the government. These people is still out there. Whether or not I show up, these clubs are still going on. Little do, you know, all the commentators know. Mm-hmm. That club was gonna be packed out. They just booked me to perform. The club's still going on. You know what I'm saying? So,
did you think you had coronavirus at any point during this whole pandemic?
I ain't gonna lie. Like, I haven't. Well, first of all, for all these like sets and stuff that I do, I be having to get tested for coronavirus. Like, I've had so many. I don't even know how many tests I've taken. They've all been negative. But I feel like I might have had it way before it was like a hype behind.
That's what I think too. I think in March I had it.
For real, because I was sick in the beginning of the year. And I remember being real sick in the beginning of the year. So I don't know. But I stay prayed up, baby, and I take my vitamins. So
that's what you got to do. So now, if anything, are there any safety precautions you're taking now that you're back performing and in the general public? And
So like if I take pictures with fans, they got to have a mask on, and I don't do like meet and greets like that. We took that part out of the contract for now. And like the promoters, they already know ahead of time, like I'm not going to be like as interactive with the fans as I would like prior, which is hard for me because I love my fans. Literally, ask any of my fans, they know like when I pull up to the show, I take a picture with everybody. I grab phones, record videos, selfie videos, like sign posters. Like I'm real, like I genuinely love my fans, but I think it hit harder for me because I literally got it out the mud. I've been grinding for a long time, so I appreciate the hype that I'm getting right now. So it was hard for me, and it still is hard for me, but it's just like people just see the show, they don't see the precautions that I'm taking, you know, to still be able to do these shows.
That's right. You from now on, you gotta spit instead of swallow because it's not safe.
Yeah, that part.
It's not safe to swallow no more.
Be like, I'm sorry.
You got too close.
No, right now we ain't even on it. Right now we just with the one dude, so you know he ain't been out around with all these girls. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so you are with one dude?
No.
You just said that.
No. I don't know what I said.
We heard it.
I ain't say that. I was giving advice.
Who hit the lotto? I need to know.
Okay. You said the winner. Who's the lucky winner?
You said you take your phone back to you. Because
let me tell you something. If 2 days after this interview come out, I look on Baller Alert or Shade Room.
That's what happened with Danny Lay. Was like, no, I'm single.
And then her and Baby. The Baby.
You ain't going to see me pop out on none.
Sweetie and Quavo. That happened to us. Don't do that to us now.
Like, who you dating, girl? Nobody. And then 2 days later.
2 days.
Don't play with us,
Danny Lay. Don't do your girls like that. Don't do your girls like that.
Give us a hint, because he's ugly, first of all. I know that much.
Right.
You said you like.
Looks don't matter.
Ugly. He got money.
Pretty good.
He could dress. Ugly. Okay, he could dress. We got
two. He got a good personality, though.
And y'all vibing.
And he ain't a cheater no more, at least.
Nah, I'm not going to play with y'all.
That narrows it down.
I'm single.
When's the last time you've been on a date?
I'm single. Oh, I go on the dates now.
Okay, so tell me about your date. What was the best date you ever been on?
The best date I ever been on? But, you know, like, my dates, I don't go on dates. I just date. Because it's different, I'm telling you. Like, I'll go on a date with a nigga, and then they'll, you know, bend to ask for a picture with me
or
the nigga, and it's like, So I don't really be on it. Like, I be more on some, like, pull up on me, I'm at da-da-da studio, or, like, I'm shooting this video today, you can come.
Or the nigga, so is he a basketball player, a rapper, or, because he taking pictures, too, with people. So that means he got something going on. So I'm still with the whodunit.
Y'all quick on y'all feet. I ain't gonna lie. Y'all quick on y'all feet.
So is he tall?
Who? Which one?
Good answer. But you still ain't tell us your best date.
Good answer.
1 point for Lotto.
What's your best date?
If we talking like dates, like dinner and stuff, like the last time I went on that type of date, like in public, I can't do that no more though.
I know, but I'm saying the best one you ever had, like up till now.
Probably when I was in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Like we done went to, like, you know, all the little fancy restaurants, drive-in movies. Like, we used to be real, like, we done went ice skating and stuff like that.
That's love.
Yeah, we did like fun stuff.
Yeah, he was hurting his ankles for you. That was love.
Oh, we went on zip lining before. Yeah, we done had some fun stuff.
Somebody take Big Lotto out on a date.
No. I gotta like really be feeling him to go on a date though.
Out in public.
Yeah, out in public.
Like I said, it's this internet era we living in. It's too many people with camera phones and
Zoom. You feel me? Because once they catch me with like two or three dudes
out the car out of Valet and they three streets down with that big ass camera like they be having.
You feel me? And then it's on the shade room in the morning, you know. I just feel like I just gotta, you know, I gotta be real, I gotta tiptoe, because it's like, once they see you with two or three famous people, they just say you burnt out, you ran through, da-da-da, like.
Oh, who cares what people say, though?
Everybody is on Rihanna, and they done linked her with everybody, seen her walking out the club with everybody, and she the most lit bitch.
For real?
It really is just you can't care about stuff like that because people always going to have something to say.
Even if you're not messing with the dude.
That's what I be saying. It's because I'm young. Like, I just got to get used to it, you know? I just got to get used to it.
Yes, you do. Now, listen, I got to ask you, do you want to say anything about that woman in the airport? Because I saw people got on you for that.
Yeah, they sure did. That was another one of the moments where I was like, I'm going crazy behind the scenes, and I'm like snapping. Then my management, my label and stuff, they like, you know, relax. They gonna be on you right now. They're just trying to find stuff to, like, you know, bring down you on the come up. But it's just like, I really honestly did not think nothing was wrong with that when I posted it. It's like, I come from, you gotta earn respect. You know what I'm saying? So like, anybody disrespect me, you gonna get disrespect in return. It had nothing to do with the lady being older and anything, any description of the lady. It had nothing to do with that. Like, you want to be honest, in school, I ain't really have problems with students like that. Like, I got in a couple fights, but it's like, I ain't really have problems with students. I was always getting in trouble for a teacher or a principal, any type of staff, because I feel like a lot of times they just want you to kiss the ground they walk on. And it's like, no, you're going to respect me and I respect you.
That's how I was.
But, you know, I will say this, though. It is, especially right now, a difficult time for a lot of people who are working. Yeah. We don't be knowing what's going on in people's real lives.
Yeah.
And I had to realize that, because sometimes people have other issues and they take things out on people, mm-hmm. and we don't know. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, I will say this. I learned that everything do not need to be posted. Mm-hmm. But, however, I'm not really concerned with whatever you're going on in your personal life. Don't bring that to me, because you won't get what you're looking for every time, for sure.
You are very sweet, but, girl. Yeah. I just want people to always know that about you. You know,
And you know what? It feel good, because like when that went viral, it was a lot of people who did meet me and they was like standing up for me. They was like, no, she's literally so sweet, so humble, like whatever. So when those people speak up on my behalf, it made me feel better, because it's like, people want me to be this like rude, nasty person, which I'm not. Like, so many people will vouch for that. Sometimes I'm too humble. Like, my manager be like, relax. Like, you can't do that. They might snatch your chain. They might da 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 da.
That's a Capricorn thing. We mad humble.
Yeah, so humble. Like, literally, like, and I don't even got to brag on it. Like, you could just go, like, people is going to vouch. I'm literally so humble. So when that was getting posted, that really pissed me off, because that's not my character at all. Like, the way they was trying to twist it as if, like, I probably did something to, like, no.
Mm-hmm.
To, like, antagonize the situation.
Yeah, no.
Well, I do want to ask you, aside from the music, do you have any plans to be like, I feel like we could see you in some movies, TV shows?
When I signed my deal, I was like, you know, giving them like all these goals for myself and stuff. Like literally music is just to get my foot in the door. Like I'm not going to be rapping forever. I'm going to say that now. I'm not going to rap forever. Acting, I definitely want to act. Like I want to be in somebody's sitcom, somebody's movie, somebody's something.
I feel so like you could create something about yourself though. Think about it. You started off at such a young age. That's an interesting story in itself.
I already got this like documentary in mind, you know what I'm saying? So
You said before you signed your deal, so I'm going to ask you about the last previous situation you was granted or whatever. They placed you with a deal and you didn't sign it. Mm-hmm. What was the reason for you not signing the deal, if you don't mind?
That's cool. When I was, first of all, how they try to like portray it for a television, like, oh, I won a contract. That's not how it went. When I won the show, I wasn't even presented a contract till about like 6 months, maybe longer. After the show, like 6 months to a year after I won, like I was already creating my own buzz and whatever, and people was, you know, thinking I'm signed when in reality I wasn't even presented the contract yet. So by the time I was presented the contract, I was 17. I was just doing so much, like I was reaping the benefits of the TV show because it's still you know, millions of viewers every week, so I was exposed to a whole new fan base. I'm still reaping the benefits of that. I'm getting other offers, you know what I'm saying? So it wasn't even nothing against So-So Def or Jermaine. It was just like at the time, I would have turned down anything, you know what I'm saying? Just my age, I wasn't ready to get into a deal to where I'd be locked down for years, and I didn't understand marketing and publishing and masters, and I didn't understand merchandising, touring, like so many of these things that's in the contract. I ain't even understanding it. I ain't wanna sign yet. That's all.
That's probably good too, because at that age, I know a lot of times on these shows, right, you're obligated to do whatever, but because you were underage, you probably didn't have to do that because of that. So that actually is a benefit.
And your father knew what he was doing too.
Yeah, and what's good is they had underestimated our show a lot. Like, they didn't give us no budget for nothing. They underestimated our show. Like, that's why the contract wasn't even ready to be presented to me when I won. Like, they underestimated our show so much. So when the show aired and it was getting all these viewers, they wasn't even prepared for that. So it really worked out in my favor.
Okay. You keep in touch with any of those people, or you?
Some of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wanted to ask y'all one last thing before we get out of here. Can guys be a pass around?
Oh, hell yeah. A lot of these niggas is passing around.
Because I see how they talk about women, and I'm like, but...
Yes, these niggas is passing around. And they get treated like a pass around because, you know, they all want to be on me now because I got a little buzz. They want to try sliding a DM. Oh, no, baby, you done been seen with da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You was a pass around. You for the streets.
Right. You trying to get attention off me. That ain't happening. I feel like guys do that even more than women do. But for some reason.
Yes. These niggas is groupies. That's who the groupies is.
Mm-hmm. And I see men doing a lot of stuff they accuse women of doing. They beefing with each other, pretending to be friends. They don't really like each other.
they be the groupies. They
Drunk
be the
ones. The
yeah. All right. Well, we appreciate you so much for joining us. We got to do a part two, but congratulations on everything. We all, I know, think that you are so super talented. So congrats on the music, the albums, the Queen of the South. And we see really great, huge things happening for you in the future. So I just want to make sure that you just keep on making the moves that you're making and understanding that people are always going to have some shit to say. So let them talk.
Right.
I'm trying to get that through my head still. But I appreciate y'all because I'm really, like, literally, I'm a fan of the show. For real.
I want to see you on P-Valley because that's where that Queen of the South, that's when I first heard it, I was like, yo, this song is fire. And I ain't going to lie, Gigi put me on. No cap, she put me on. But that, like, I think that's where you need to be on. So let's put that in the air and hope that they reach out.
Well, again, Big Lotto, a.k.a. Mulatto, thank you for joining us on the service.
Thank y'all.
Bye.
When you're 23, we'll get nastier, okay?
Bye, y'all.
Bye.